Veikkaus welcomes Andreas Riemblad as new VP of sports betting. Andreas Riemblad, previously the director of sportsbook at Kindred Group, has been appointed as the new vice president of sports betting for Finland's Veikkaus. The announcement was made by Veikkaus on LinkedIn, with Riemblad starting his new role today, the 5th of July. He transitions to Veikkaus just a month after leaving Kindred, where he had worked for 12 years. Years of gambling industry experience. During his tenure at Kindred, Riemblad spent 3.5 years as the director of Sportsbook, having previously held various development roles within the company. His career also includes a brief period as a product manager for betting and bingo at IGT, interspersed with another stint at Kindred during its Unibet days. Quote, "I'm excited to be part of Veikkaus' journey. The opportunity that Veikkaus may have to enter the global stage fits well with my experience of operating in several markets. I'm eager to contribute my knowledge to this exciting journey." Veikkaus has a respected reputation in the industry among both operators and suppliers. So, the timing of my transition feels perfect. Andreas Riemblad, Veikkaus VP of Sports Betting. Jarko Nordlund, Executive Vice President of Sports Betting and Online Gaming at Veikkaus, added that Riemblad will bring excellent international expertise in betting business, operation, development and continuous improvement of the player experience, to the company. Appointment comes ahead of regulation shakeup. Riemblad's appointment follows the Finnish government's recent draft proposal to re-regulate gambling in Finland. The draft sets out plans to open the online market and end the current monopoly. The government aims to complete a consultation on the draft bill by mid-August, and then submit a final version for parliamentary approval in the spring session of 2025. If the bill is approved, operators can start applying for licenses from Q1 of 2026. Veikkaus will retain its monopoly over sports betting and online casino until Q4 of 2026, after which it will split into two entities. One will manage the monopoly for lottery and land-based gaming, and the other will compete in the online market.